Rap Sucks Radio. Blah 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 blah.
All right, we're gonna deal with this. All right, we're gonna go through this and get. I've tried to get this out of my head for the whole weekend.
Wow.
But I'm gonna have to accept the fact that this is gonna be a thing. All right, so look, I've been trying to get this out of my head, man.
Wow.
But
I didn't know it was stuck in your head.
It was stuck, man. It was crazy. So check it out. You guys are live right now on Rap Sucks Radio with your homeboy Track Life and your fam, Kev Sakota.
One mic.
Thank y'all for tuning in, man. Crack a can of old head energy, kicking with us. This is the In Here Trip. What up, Stick Figure? What's going on? The In Here Trip in edition, where we drop a new episode Sunday through Thursday, 8 p.m. live on IG. And then the replay audio is available on rapsucksradio.com and all your podcasting platforms, with the exception of Pandora for some reason, the following day. So there's that. You know what I'm saying? All right. So, Kev, we'll go through this first, and I'll allow you to explain to the people what happened. And then I'll explain myself.
I can't explain it. Considering what you do for Snapback, mainly, that was like missing a dunk with no pressure. No pressure.
Yo, check this out. So I DJ'd on Friday on the Snapback Live account. I went through all the steps to set everything up the way that it was supposed to be set up. I did everything that I was supposed to do. I thought I had everything slam on point. I was ready. You know what I mean? I get started. I got a DJ for an hour. I'm going. I'm talking to the crowd. I'm getting in. I'm getting in. I think that I'm rocking. I'm actually even singing too, which, you know what I'm saying? It's going down.
Oh, I heard that.
Okay, cool.
Unfortunately, you fixed it before. Yeah.
Well, you missed some of it. You missed some of that. So anyway. As it turns out, for the first 20 minutes of my set, my microphone wasn't on. Oh, boy. So.
Yeah, man.
Yeah. So since that's happened, I went on like a 6-mile jog the next morning to try to forget about it. And then I got a text about it immediately after I got back home from the homies. And then I did another set. Today, which went pretty well. I played the Kev Sakota New Edition remix, Kev Sakota joint.
Oh,
and
thank you.
It went fresh, and then I hop here on Rap Sucks Radio, and here I am being reminded of my failure.
Hey, man, what good are friends? They can't remind you of your failures.
Oh man. Oh,
okay, so this is the part that was the worst about it. Is because I tuned in to check you out.
Uh-huh.
I'm listening, but the audio keeps cutting out. And it's been so long since we've done a show together.
Yeah.
It's been so long since we've done a show together that I was like, what is wrong with this thing? You know, we're all on the internet, so the internet cuts out more than it normally does. So I'm like, what is going on? But that's the picture's right. Fine.
That's right. Yep.
And then I'm like, I switch devices. Same thing, and I'm like, oh. Then I'm looking at your hands, and I'm like, oh, this is Trek. That's right. He likes to cut the music out when he's talking on a closed mic.
Yep.
Yeah,
man. I just now realized the music cutting out part. It makes it so much worse. Oh, that's so much worse.
I was like, wait a second, it's kind of cutting out on beat. Oh.
Oh, that's so bad. That is so bad. Yo, Ab, the set was cool though. The music was cool. Everything else was cool.
People were loving it.
But
the people love you, man.
How was the sound otherwise though? Because I was using the iRig.
People love you. It sounded good. Well, that's the other thing, is that it sounded really good. So I was like, maybe he's using the iRig for the first time. Maybe that's the problem. Because my first thought, obviously, is that you messed something up. Then I'm like, yeah, maybe he didn't. Maybe it is me. Then I realize, oh, actually, he did mess something up. Kind of a big deal.
Kind of a big deal. What up, Traumatics? Yeah, that was pretty bad. But, you know, hey, That's what it was. It's crazy because I was. It's a big nightmare. We got the whole IG Live thing going, and all the DJs is rocking it. Everything is going well for Snapback. I mean, I'll check in on other people's lives. You know, the homies from Hawaii. I check theirs out, DJ Technique, and you know, everything sounds pretty good. Like, everybody's doing a pretty good job because, you know, it's trial and error. But my biggest thing about that was it's live. So any mistake that happens, like if the phone falls over, the dog trips out, or my daughter comes in and knocks something down, it's like, this is happening live. And when things happen live, they end up on the internet in ways that you had no idea that they would end up on the internet. You know what I'm saying? Like,
oh,
you know.
You didn't see the video of you?
Nope.
Talking with no mic?
I did not.
Oh, yeah. It's all over the place.
It's out there. Good.
It's on all the top websites.
I'm down with it. So yeah, anyway, now that we've gotten that out of the way, embarrassing moments. So yo, not as embarrassing as this next topic, though. I'm glad Traumatics joined me. It seems like Traumatics is, well, actually, no, I take that back. I was going to say he joins on nights where we talk about Karens for some odd reason, but no. title of this is, Yo Karen, Becky's want their cornerback. You know what I'm saying? NBC News reports this. Beaumont Mayor Becky Ames is the player involved in this. The mayor of a southern Texas city apologized for violating her own stay-at-home order after a photo surfaced on social media of her at a nail salon.
Come on, Becky.
Bang. Ah, Becky. Becky with the good hair and the good nails. A trip Tuesday by Beaumont Mayor Becky Ames to the closed salon has sparked an investigation by the district attorney. In the image, the mayor is seen wearing a face mask as she's seated at the table with her hands. It says in a bottle of water, but it's probably on a bottle of water. Yo, matter of fact, my man is in here. This is where I got the story from. You know what I'm saying? So
big O!
You know what I'm saying? What up, O? So yeah, this is where we at. This is where we at. Which is funny because in Atlanta they opened it up, and one of the big things was that the nail salons were open, right? So, but in Beaumont they haven't opened it up, and the nail salon is still open for the mayor. What's going on?
Right. So what? But there was a reason, right?
Well, what was the reason?
Well, she said that she was there. She was there. Because she had called. She was talking to the owner of the salon about, I think, moving equipment around. I don't know why or how to remove an old manicure set. And in that conversation, I guess she said that she needed acetone. The owner said she would leave some. And the claim is that the owner left acetone for someone who was going to borrow some acetone the way one leaves acetone. In a bowl.
Okay.
And Ames said she was only there for about 10 minutes and did not get her nails redone. The owner told the outlet the surveillance video backs up the mayor's story. I call major...
BS.
Yeah.
BS.
Yeah, yeah.
Yeah, I'm done.
Come
with
on
that.
Now.
Yeah, yeah.
Come on, take this man.
Well, check this out, though. She apologized.
She did. She did. It was a great apology.
Yeah. I should never have entered the salon last Tuesday. I did not intend to take personal privilege while asking others to sacrifice. And for that, I am truly remorseful. Ames concluded, we're asking for forgiveness. As an elected official, I am held to a higher standard. I regret my action that day. I am honestly sorry, and I pray that you will forgive me. I mean, I don't know.
Pray.
We always ask for forgiveness after we get caught slipping. Like, I'm sorry I got caught is really what this sounds like.
And I mean, pray. I pray.
Pray. Pray to
God's God's busy right now. There's a God. God is busy right now. God doesn't have time to get in any extra credit on you.
Yeah, you gotta, yeah, you selfish. You need to chill out with that. But this reminds me, okay, so this is New Jersey where this story I'm thinking about. Where the mayor went to the beach in spite of the fact that everybody else wasn't supposed to be able to go.
Remember Christy,
right? This is kind of
he didn't care though.
He didn't care. Helicopters is flying over him. He didn't care.
He didn't even wear a mask. He had there with the whole upper area hanging out of his mom shorts and stuff. He just didn't really care.
He was over
and
it.
He, you know, if you're gonna do it like that, you know, stick that's to it. I'll give him that.
That's what she should have said. My nails is fresher, my hair is fresher, and y'all whack, so I have to get mine taken care of, and y'all let y'all stuff get raggedy. You know what I mean?
Or it wasn't me.
That's true too.
She had a mask on.
That's true too.
And by the way, I take issue with you saying that calling her Becky with the good hair, because look at this picture. She decided she was going to take a mulligan, and she went for the nails instead of the hair. She looks like she's in a Go-Go's cover band.
That's hot in Beaumont.
She looks like this picture was taken during COVID 84 or something like that. What?
She definitely took an L. That she took that Flintstone size L.
But okay, so since we're into conspiracy theories. She said she needed acetone, right? Yeah. You know what acetone is one of the ingredients of, right?
School me.
I believe it's one of the ingredients used in cooking crystal meth. Oh. So let me find out in 6 months that this is how she's decided to, flip her little stimulus check.
Oh boy.
Because you know the mayor of Beaumont is not pulling down hell of cash.
That is true.
Watch.
Okay.
You heard it here first.
What's up, TJ Shaky? You heard it. You heard it here first. Wow. Wow is what I would say if this turns out to be that. The only word that I could think of is wow. That would be insane. All right.
That would explain the hair.
It would explain the hair. Or a cover band.
Becky with the
bad hair. Yo, but Karen's, Becky's what they cornerback. You guys have been getting too much popularity right now. You know what I'm saying?
South Texas Becky's want their corner back.
Yo, I'm off of dead presidents to represent me. You know what I'm saying?
Talk to me.
IRS sent stimulus checks to dead people while the living wait. This is sourced by the Griot. The players involved in this are dead people. While millions of people wait for their checks, an antiquated IRS system is paying those who need it least, the deceased. I wonder if they wanted to rhyme that. The stimulus payments were based on 2018 and 2019 tax returns, and checks are being sent to people who have passed away since 2018, according to the Washington Post. Filers like Toni Kamens, who filed a tax return for her ex-husband who died last year without a will and no other heirs. She filed his 2019 return and recently received two stimulus checks, one for herself and one for her late husband. Fortunately, Kamens and many others, the funds that were sent to them, they do not have to return.
None of this surprises me. No. Also like, get your money.
I mean, hey, listen, it was done in a hurry, so I'm not going to smash the IRS too hard. What's funny to me, though, is, you know, wife's still getting bread, and you gone. You been gone. Wife is still caking. Like, you know what I'm saying?
Yeah. As soon as I read this, though, the entire storyline for a little short film, you're watching the president on TV, on national television, telling scientists to look into injecting disinfectants in their system.
He was just playing.
The angry wife looks over at her husband, says, "You're not worth anything anyway." Gives him the bleach. Husband dies. Husband obviously took the president seriously. Then she gets his check.
Collects the check.
It's a perfect crime. It's a perfect crime.
This is a circular conspiracy theory that is going all the way around in a large, you know what I'm saying? This is a big one. This is a flat earth conspiracy theory here. Look.
My conspiracy is strong.
I think it's pretty interesting. It was an expected mistake. They are investigating it.
Yeah, I'm not surprised, honestly.
Not surprised at all.
Because people who, you know, dead people get ballots, right?
Yep.
Supposedly.
Yep.
Or not to get ballots. They are on the voter rolls.
They are on the voter rolls, yes.
For obvious reasons, because who wants to go through and call people and say, hey, did so-and-so die? don't want to do that.
Is everybody in this house still alive?
Yeah. It's definitely worth $1,200 stupid dollars to not have to make that call.
Well,
like, you want me to...
Now I got to statistically look into how many taxpaying citizens died between that time and see how many checks were likely sent out. That's going to be my home project.
Oh, it didn't say, huh?
No,
it didn't say. It was probably... Yeah, you're going to find out it's like five people. Yeah. Five dead people got checks.
Yeah. All right with it. I'm okay with it. Unless you know, argue with your wife or your spouse on the way out and they got your check after.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah. It's like, I'm going to win this one.
Yeah.
I win. You know what I'm saying? Checkmate.
Yeah, man. If I was due a check and didn't get one, I would be very upset. But, you know, if I was dead, I wouldn't care. I can confidently say
that. I'd be mad. I would be mad dead. I'd be mad. Do not send my stimulus check to that person. I'm just kidding. My wife could have my dead stimulus check. That's fine.
Considering that you're still upset about not turning your mic on 14 days ago or whenever
I'm gonna tell you something. Okay, I'll make it worse. I'm gonna tell you a story. We went to Vegas, wife and I, years ago. My oldest was 5. She's now 12, so that tells you that, right? We went to Vegas, and we took turns to go gamble, right? What's up, Heidi? So her and I take turns to go gamble. We just kind of, you know, do our thing or whatever. I go down there, whatever. I hit the crap table real quick, right? Hot $40. I threw $40. I put $40 together. I played the $10 crap table. Eh, let's see what happens. I lost $40, right? That's basically what happened.
The math works out.
Yeah, pretty much, right? Yo, do you know I was mad at that $40 for like Silo could still bring it up to this day, and I'll still be like, man,
I was going to say.
My wife will joke about it, like, occasionally, be like, yo, I remember when you lost that $40, how mad you were. I was pissed. I was livid. Like,
And you lost it quickly, I assume.
Oh, my God. It was like, I didn't even, okay, I did the most trash thing ever, yo. Vegas, please forgive me. I had ordered a drink and lost my money so fast that I was gone before my drink got to the table. And I was so mad, I just bounced. Like, you know what? Whatever. You know what I'm saying? He's going to have to be mad at me for this one. Oh, man. I was kind of embarrassed. I think that was it, too. So, there's that. So, embarrassing things stick with me. You know what I mean?
You got the short end of the stick on that one. They're fine.
Yeah, they're good.
They're fine.
They gave that Jack and Coke to somebody else, probably.
Guess what? You're getting the last laugh right about now.
Well, yeah, right. Well, maybe not, as they attempt to social distance in casinos. Oh, man. Word up, man. Thank y'all for rocking with us, man. And listen, if you catch a set of mine from here on out live on IG, the microphone will be turned on from here on out. That's a guarantee.
Oh, allegedly. Seriously, though, so the two things in your life that stick in your craw are not turning the mic on and losing $40 in Vegas.
Yes.
You, my friend, you are blessed.
I was going to say, yeah, I live an amazing life. I don't.
Remarkable.
It's another Trek Life rule. I can tell how good or bad your life is by the things you complain about. That's why I know my Facebook timeline, everybody is living wonderful. Because whatever they be complaining about stuff, I'll be like, oh, yeah, nah, you got the best life ever. You know what I'm saying? None of y'all are hungry. Word up. Thank y'all for rocking with us, man. This has been Rap Sucks Radio. If you missed any part of this episode and you want to catch it, holla at it on rapsucksradio.com. We're working on trying to get some video up, too, Kev. That's we working on that right now. We working on it. Yeah, we going to do it.
This is video.
Some clean video.
I like it, too, because... Are you on the top on your this doesn't sound right on your screen?
Yes.
Okay, cool. Because the comments are all right. See, I can just hide behind the
comments. Oh, okay. So the comments are over you on your own screen too.
I dig that.
That's not helpful.
See, if you would have had me there, you would have seen everyone saying, "I can't hear you." We can't hear you.
Yo, who goes 20 minutes? I've been trying to end this show for as long as my mic was off. Who goes 20 minutes without realizing the mic is off, though? Like, come on. All right, anyway. Catch it on rapsucksradio.com and any of your favorite podcasting platforms. On the count of three, we say peace. One, two, three. Peace. I hate you. You know what? So irritating of a person. Later, y'all.